Okay, I'm finally back here. You're listening to Cross the Border. That's the name of this program. I'm Nicholas, and we're going through Ezra. And we've got to chapter 7, verse 6. This Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was a ready scribe in the law of Moses, which Yahuwah, God of Israel, had given. And the king granted him all his requests according to the hand of Yahuwah, our creator by name, his God, upon him. And there went up some of the children of Israel, and some of the priests, and some of the Levites, and some of the singers, and the porters, and the Nethinims, and unto Jerusalem in the 7th year of Artaxerxes the king. And he came to Jerusalem in the 5th month, which was in the 7th year of the king. For upon the first day of the 1st month began he to go up from Babylon, and on the first day of the 5th month came he to Jerusalem according to the good hand of his God upon him. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of Yahuwah, and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. Now this is the copy of the letter that the king Artaxerxes gave to Ezra, the priest, the scribe, even a scribe of the words of the commandments of Yahuwah the Lord, and of his statutes to Israel. Artaxerxes, king of kings, unto Ezra the priest, a scribe of the law of the God of heaven, perfect peace, and at such a time I make a decree that all they of the people of Israel, and of his priests and Levites in my realm, which are minded of their own free will to go up to Jerusalem, go with thee. For as much as thou art set, thou art sent of the king and of his 7 counselors to inquire concerning Judah and Jerusalem, according to the law of thy God, which is in thine hand, and to carry the silver and gold, which the king and his counselors have freely offered unto the God of Israel, whose habitation is in Jerusalem, and all the silver and gold that thou canst find in all the province of Babylon, with the freewill offering of the people and of the priests, offering willingly for the house of their God, which is in Jerusalem, that thou mayest buy speedily with this money bullocks, rams, lambs, with their meat offerings and their drink offerings, and offer them upon the altar of the house of your God, which is in Jerusalem. And whatsoever shall seem good to thee and to thy brethren to do with the rest of the silver and the gold, that do after the will of your God. The vessels also that are given thee for the service of the house of thy God, deliver thou before the God of Jerusalem. And whatsoever more shall be needful for the house of thy God, which thou shalt have occasion to bestow, bestow it out of the king's treasure house. And I, even I, Artaxerxes, the king, do make a decree to all the treasurers which are beyond the river, and whatsoever Ezra the priest, the scribe of the law of the God of heaven, shall require of you, it be done speedily. Unto 100 talents of silver, and to 100 measures of wheat, and to 100 baths of wine, and to 100 baths of oil and salt without prescribing. Whatsoever is commanded by the God of heaven, let it be diligently done for the house of the God of heaven. For why should there be wrath against the realm of the king and his sons? We also certify you, that touching any of the priests and Levites, singers, porters, Nethinims, and what does that word mean? Nethinim, Chalde, it's like they're ministers, or servants, or ministers of his house of God, it shall not be lawful to impose toll, tribute, or custom upon them. And thou, Ezra, after the wisdom of thy God that is in thine hand, set magistrates and judges which may judge all the people that are beyond the river, all such as know the law of thy God, and teach ye them that know them not, And whosoever will not do the law of thy God, and the law of the king, let judgment be executed speedily upon him, whether it be unto death, or to banishment, or to confiscation of goods, or to imprisonment. Blessed be Yahuwah, God of our fathers, which hath put such a thing as this in the king's heart, to beautify the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem, and hath extended mercy unto me before the king and his counselors, and before all the king's mighty princes. And I was strengthened as the hand of Yahuwah my God was upon me, and I gathered together out of Israel chief men to go up with me. So, and I just read this and I go, wow, the Creator was good to his people to put this in the heart of Artaxerxes the king. And the decrees, no tribute, no custom upon them. It shall be not be lawful to impose a toll. And they're to teach everyone the law? Nothing like that would happen today, not in America, I'll tell you. We could only wish for that kind of liberty. And perhaps we do have it to a point, but people have despised it. We had it in America. We had all these lamb-like principles. We had the liberty, the same liberties that I see that the King Artaxerxes is giving the children of Israel here, are the same liberties that the people in America had regarding their communion, their service to our Creator in their churches, in their congregations. But they despise it, and they look to the state for benefits instead. And that's why we're in the mess we're in. Okay, Ezra chapter 8, verse 1. These are now the chief of their fathers. This is the genealogy of them that went up with me from Babylon in the reign of Artaxerxes the king. The sons of Phinehas, Gershom, the sons of Ithamar, Daniel, of the sons of David, Hattush, of the sons of Shechaniah, the sons of Pharosh, Zechariah, and with him were reckoned by genealogy the males, of the males 150, of the sons of Pahath Moab, Elahonai, son of Zechariah, and with him 200 males, the sons of Shechaniah, the sons of Jehaziel, with him 300 males, of the sons of Aden, Ebed, the son of Jonathan, with him 50 males, and the sons of Elam, Jeshaiah, the son of Athaliah, with him 70 males, the sons of Shephatiah, Zebediah, the son of Michael, and with him 80 males, the sons of Joab, Obadiah, the sons of Jehiel, and with him 218 males, the sons of Shelomoth, the sons of Josiphah, with him 60 males, the sons of Bigviah, Uthiah, Zabud, and with him 70 males. And I gathered them together to the river that runneth to Ahava, and there abode we in tents 3 days, and I viewed the people and the priests, and found there none of the sons of Levi. Then sent I for Eleazar, for Ariel, for Shemaniah, for Elnathan, and for Jarib, and for Elnathan, and for Nathan, and Zechariah, and Meshulam, chief men also of Jarib, and Elnathan, men of understanding. And I sent with them with commandment unto Ido, the chief of the place of Casaphia. And I told them what they should say to Ido and to his brethren, the Nithanims, at the place Casaphia, and they should bring unto us ministers for the house of our God. And by the good hand of our God upon us, they brought us a man of understanding of the sons of Mahli, the son of Levi, the son of Israel, and Sherebiah with his sons and his brethren, 18, and Hashabiah with him, Jeshaiah, the sons of Meraiah, and his brethren, their sons, 20, also of the Nethinims, whom David the princes had appointed for the service of the Levites, 220 Nethinims, all of them were expressed by name. Then I proclaimed a fast there, and at the river Ahava we might afflict ourselves before our God to seek him in a right way for us and for our little ones and for all our substance. For I was ashamed to require of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy in the way, because we had spoken unto the king, saying, the hand of our God is upon all of them for good that seek him, but his power and his wrath against all them that forsake him. So we fasted and besought our God for this, and he was entreated of us. Then I separated 12 of the chief of the priests, Sherebiah, Hashabiah, and 10 of the brethren with them, and weighed unto them the silver, the gold, and the vessels, even the offering of the house of our God, which the king and his counselor and his lords and all Israel there present had offered. I even weighed unto their hands 650 talents of silver, and silver vessels 100 talents, and of gold 100 talents, and also basins of gold 1,000 drams, and 2 vessels of fine copper, precious as gold. And I said unto them, you are holy unto Yahuwah. The vessels are holy also, and the silver and the gold and are freewill offering unto the Lord Yahuwah, God of your fathers. Watch ye and keep them until you weigh them before the chief of the priests of the Levites and the chief of the fathers of Israel at Jerusalem in the chambers of the house of the Lord. So took the priests and the Levites the weight of the silver and of the gold and of the vessels to bring them to Jerusalem unto the house of our God. Then we departed from the river of Ahava, and on the 12th day of the first month to go unto Jerusalem, and the hand of our God was upon us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy and of such as lay wait by the way. And we came to Jerusalem and abode there 3 days. Now on the 4th day was the silver and the gold and the vessels weighed in the house of our God by the hand of Meremoth, the son of Uriah the priest, and with him Eleazar the son of Phinehas, and with them was Jozabad the son of Jeshua, the son of Noadiah, the son of Benui, Levites, by number and by weight of every one, and all the weight was written at that time. Also the number of those that had been carried away, which were come out of this captivity, offered burnt offerings unto the God of Israel, 12 bullocks for all Israel, 96 rams, 77 lambs, 12 he-goats for a sin offering, and thus this was a burnt offering unto Yahuwah. And they delivered the king's commissions unto the king's lieutenants and to the governors on this side of the river, and they furthered the people and the house of God. Chapter 9 and verse 1. And when these things were done, the princes came to me, saying, the people of Israel and the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the people of the lands, doing according to their abominations, even of the Canaanites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Ammonites, the Moabites, and the Egyptians, and the Amorites. For they have taken of their daughters for themselves and for their sons, so that the holy seed have mingled themselves with the people of those lands. Yea, the hand of the princes and the rulers hath been chief in this trespass. And when I heard this thing, I rent my garment and my mantle, and plucked off the hair off my head and of my beard, and sat down astonished. Then were assembled unto me every one that trembled at the words of the God of Israel, because of the transgression of those that have been carried away. And I sat astonished until the evening sacrifice. And at the evening sacrifice I rose up from my heaviness, and having rent my garment and my mantle, I fell upon my knees and spread out my hands unto Yahuwah, my God. And I said, O my God, I am ashamed and blush to lift up my face to thee, my God, for iniquities are increased over our head, and our trespasses grown up unto the heavens. Since the days of our fathers have we been in great trespass unto this day, and for our iniquities have we, our kings, our priests, been delivered into the hand of the kings of the lands, by to the sword, to captivity, and to spoil, and to confusion of face, as it is this day. And I'm going to take a moment here just to comment on what he's saying here. Certainly, by the king, Artaxerxes, he gave them liberty to return to establish the law of God. And of course, it is the Creator, Yahuwah himself, who put this in the heart of Artaxerxes. But here Ezra is making a proclamation. He's telling it like it is, really, that they are still in the times of the Gentiles. And a lot of people say that the times of the Gentiles started at the time of Christ or after that, or when the Romans sacked Jerusalem. But no, Jerusalem was under the control of the Gentiles from the time of Babylon to this present day. It has always been the children of Israel from the time of Babylon have never been under the rule of their own nation. They have always been under Gentile kings because of their abomination. The only reason that the Heavenly Father brought them back into the land, that restored Jerusalem and the temple to them, as such as it was under Gentile leadership, under the leadership of other nations, was to bring forth that holy seed, the Messiah, and to fulfill his word and his promises, as he did and he always done. And so what does Ezra proclaim here? That's exactly what Ezra proclaims here, that, in verse 7 of chapter 9, since the days of our fathers have we been in great trespass unto this day. He recognizes, Ezra isn't going, oh, you know, we're finally good. We finally got it together. We're finally being holy. And now because of we're so good and we're so holy and we're so good and we're so pleasing to God because we're doing everything right, he's finally giving us everything back. No, that's not Ezra's attitude at all. That would be a wrong attitude. But that, you'll see, is the attitude adopted by the scribes, the Pharisees, and the Messiah called them hypocrites in his days, that they were better than other people, that they were better than the Gentile dogs because of who they were, because of their lineage, looking to their genealogies, looking to the flesh, where the Messiah said flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. They were counting on their flesh and blood. But Ezra says here, since the days of our fathers have we been in great trespass unto this day. For iniquities have we, and for iniquities have we, our kings and our priests, been delivered unto the hand of the kings of the land, to the sword, to captivity, and to spoil, and to confusion of face, as it is this day. So he's saying it's still this way. Yes, the city is being rebuilt. The temple, yes, has been rebuilt. Yes, they're reinstituting the sacrifice under the law of Moses. They have a religious liberty from King Artaxerxes to practice their faith in the land. But they are still have King Artaxerxes, and it's by his leave that they have it. And of course, it's by the great God and their creator that Artaxerxes gives them that leave to have it. So Ezra continues, chapter 9 and verse 8. And now for a little space, grace has been showed from Yahuwah our God to leave us a remnant to escape and to give us a nail in this holy place that our God may lighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in our bondage. For we were bondmen, yet our God hath not forsaken us in our bondage, but hath extended mercy unto us in the sight of the kings of Persia, to give us a reviving, to set up the house of our God, and to repair the desolations thereof, and to give us a wall in Judah and in Jerusalem. And now, O our God, what shall we say after this? For we have forsaken thy commandments, which thou hast commanded by thy servants the prophets, saying, the land unto which you go to possess is an unclean land, with the filthiness of the people of the lands, with their abominations, which have filled it from one end to another with their uncleanness. Now therefore give not your daughters unto their sons, neither take their daughters unto your sons, nor seek their peace or their wealth forever, that you may be strong, and eat the good of the land, and leave it for an inheritance to your children forever. and after all that has come upon us for our evil deeds, and for our great trespass, seeing that thou, our God, hast punished us less than our iniquities deserve, and hast given us such deliverance as this, should we again break thy commandments and join in affinity with the people of these abominations? Wouldest not thou be angry with us till thou hast consumed us so that there should be no remnant nor escaping? O Yahuwah, God of Israel, thou art righteous, for we remain yet escaped as it is this day. Behold, we are before thee in our trespass, for we cannot stand before thee because of this. I'll be back in a few minutes.